بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A few strive in the cause of God, victory will definitely follow. The following is a part of the speech delivered on June 28, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the head of the judiciary branch and a number of top officials and employees of the judiciary.
Sometimes in some places, whether in judiciary, the executive branch, or elsewhere, there are some structures that naturally bring corruption. Those structures must be eliminated. Look for these structures, find them, and get rid of them. This is the second point. The third recommendation is about strengthening judicial knowledge. Judicial knowledge needs to be increased. Some of these rulings are either weak or distorted, sometimes by chance. According to a report or something, we have heard of certain rulings like this. If you look at these, some of these rulings are very weak. For example, the 10 arguments that a judge presents for making a decision. At times, most of the arguments that have been presented are flawed and weak. Arguments must be convincing. They must be strong. Even in the prosecutor's office, not just in the courts. The reason presented by the prosecutor must be convincing reasons, and he should be able to defend his reasons. This does not mean that whatever the prosecutor says will automatically be accepted, but his reasons must be logical and defensible.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In the case of the judge and the court, this is much more important. This is what I wanted to say about the topic of having enough scientific, judicial knowledge, both with regard to the cases and about decrees. So it is necessary for judicial knowledge to increase. The fourth point is the issue of encouragement and punishment within the judiciary. We've already talked about punitive and corrective measures. They, meaning judges and the staff, should be encouraged too. You see, there truly are some, and we know that they truly struggle. They really work. In some cases, they even take their breaks to look into legal matters. Well, these examples should be identified, and such cases should be encouraged with all kinds of encouragements. When I say encouragement, this does not just mean monetary encouragement. There is encouragement for the person's reputation. There is encouragement by introducing these people and other such encouragements. These people should be encouraged, and this is the next point. The fifth point is that no part of the powers or legal duties of the judiciary, as defined in the Constitution or related laws, should be suspended. No part of them should be suspended.